This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Senior leaders from multiple political parties have stepped up their outreach efforts in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry as campaigning for the assembly elections in these regions enter its final day tomorrow. Polling for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed two public meetings in Assam today. Addressing a rally at Hojei this afternoon, he reiterated that the development of every district and region of Assam remains a top priority for his party and the National Democratic Alliance. Mr. Modi alleged that Assam was deprived of development during the Congress tenure and that the party worked primarily for its own interests.
आज बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार डिब्रूगढ़ को फिर से बहुत बड़ा हब बना रही है. हम ऊपरी असम को कांग्रेस की उपस्था से बाहर निकाल रहे हैं. कांग्रेस के दशकों के कुशासन ने असम की कनेक्टिविटी की कोई चिंता नहीं की. बोगीबिल ब्रिज हो, भूपेन हजारिका सेतु हो, जोरहाट माजुली सेतु हो, ब्रह्मपुत्र और अन्य नदियों पर बन रहे ऐसे सेतु इस क्षेत्र की कनेक्टिविटी को नई ऊंचाई पर पहुंचा रहे हैं.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi addressed an election rally in at Barpeta. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Lawspet in Puducherry. Mr. Gandhi reaffirmed the Congress party's commitment to grant full statehood to Puducherry. In Keralam, on the penultimate day of campaigning, all 140 assembly constituencies in the state are busy with meetings and roadshows by senior leaders from various political parties. The West Asia conflict continues to escalate with Iran rejecting proposals for a temporary ceasefire and Israel launching fresh strikes on key Iranian energy infrastructure, while diplomatic efforts intensify ahead of a looming deadline over the Strait of Hormuz. The media reported that a senior Iranian official said Tehran would not reopen the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for a temporary ceasefire, arguing that Washington is not prepared to negotiate a permanent and comprehensive end to the conflict that began in February. The official said Iran remains skeptical of U.S. intentions and would not negotiate under pressure even as diplomatic channels continue to circulate proposals for a 45-day ceasefire and reopening of the vital shipping route. The proposal sent to both Washington and Tehran late Sunday is being viewed as a last-ditch effort to prevent large-scale U.S. strikes on Iranian infrastructure if the waterway remains closed. Government today assured that there is sufficient stock of food grains in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia and New Delhi, Additional Secretary for Department of Consumer Affairs Anupam Mishra said that there is no usual volatility in the prices of essential commodities. Joint Secretary in the Department of Food and Public Distribution C. Shikha said that the country has adequate buffer stock of both wheat and rice. Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh today released the study report on domestic demand of textiles named Market for Textiles and Clothing National Household Survey 2024 in New Delhi. The comprehensive study estimates the domestic demand in the textiles and clothing sector. Indian Railways has approved multiple projects worth 1,364 crore rupees to strengthen safety, signalling and communication infrastructure across its network. Ministry of Railways said that the sanctioned works include provision of kavach on locomotives, expansion of optical fiber cable network and replacement of panel interlocking with electronic interlocking systems across various railway zones. NASA's Artemis II has entered the moon's sphere of influence, a region where lunar gravity exerts a stronger pull on the spacecraft than Earth's. During the roughly 6-hour flyby, the crew will observe the dark side of the moon with the naked eye. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders were 25-2 in 3.4 overs against Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata when rain stopped the play. Indian boxer Preeti Pawar downed Paris Olympics bronze medalist A.G. Im of Korea to storm into the final, while the season Nikhat Zareen and Lovlina Borgohain bowed out of the Asian Boxing Championships. And that is the end of this news bulletin.